Welcome to the Dr. DeMartini Show. This is a shorter episode designed to help you maintain momentum in between the larger episodes. They are short, sharp burst of inspiration based upon questions that John has received at either the Breakthrough Experience or via his website. If you have a question for Dr. John DeMartini, head over to drdemartini.com and click on the contact tab and submit your question. In today's episode, John will be sharing with you exactly how you can ask for a raise and effectively communicate your value.
Are you now in a position that you've been working for a company for a period of time? You feel that you've learned more things and contributed more to the company, and you really love to have more income. If you approach that raise question without being prepared, you're more likely to have a setback and not get the outcome you want. Let me give you some tips on what you can do to increase the probability of getting the raise that you request. Number one, before you go to ask for a raise, I ask you to go and make a list of everything that you have accomplished. Don't exaggerate it. You want facts, not fictitious exaggerations. Get the facts. What have you actually accomplished since the last time you got your salary, when they changed your salary last time or your initial salary? What have you accomplished? Then make a list of all the things that you've learned, any education you've done that's extra, any things that you've learned through your own initiatives, anything you've learned from taking on projects that they don't even know about. Everything you've learned and done, make sure you list them all. And make sure they're facts and you can back them up, putting dates on them at those things if necessary. That way it's even more believable. But make sure that you do that. And then what you want to do is you want to find out what the actual cost. Investigate the company. Learn. Go and find out the real cost of the company, the margins. If it's a public company, it's easier to find. You can look it up. But if not, you may want to just ask people. There's nothing harmful in educating yourself about what the real company costs are. It shows that you care. And what you do is you go in there and says, I want to know what exactly is the cost of the company. What are the overheads? What are the profit margins? What's the cushion account? What's really going on in the company? Because if you try to ask for a raise that's higher than the actual profit margin of the company, they're going to say no automatically. They can't afford that. So you need to know what that data is. So you're realistic about it. Because remember, you don't deserve more if you don't contribute more. And if you aren't really factually contributing more, why are you asking for a raise? You don't get a raise just because you've worked there for a period of time. You get there because you produce more. A company can't give you more if it doesn't have more margin to give. So you need to know what that is realistically. Don't be shy about asking. Educate yourself. It'll help you if you ever start your own company by knowing that. The second thing is you want to make sure that you think out who it is that you're actually going to be asking a raise from and know what they value. When you talk in terms of people's values, you're more likely to get a response that's favorable. If you go and say things that go against their values, they shut down and they get autocratic and get demanding and they get expecting. So you need to know who you're actually communicating with. You also would be wise to write down the benefits to the company of you getting a raise. Maybe write 30 or 40 different answers of how is it going to help the company? Not just how is it going to help you, how is it going to help the company? Because if you don't know the benefits to that, they're not going to be looking for it. And then what's the drawback to the company if you didn't get a raise and you stayed at the same salary? You need to have that in your mind so you have ammunition, you might say, in case they ask you questions. You can have something to present. You also, in the process of doing that, you want to make sure that you are looking about what you have actually contributed. If you can actually show what you're actually producing for the company and what the margins are, if you have those facts, you have more leverage and you're more of a, not an underdog, you're an overdog when you're making the positions. If you can produce and show that you're producing more than anybody else and you've been doing it more efficiently than anybody else, you have something to stand on. You got good grounds for a raise. But if you can't, and you're just hoping for a raise because you've been there for a while, that could be entitlement, not empowerment. The next thing you want to do is make sure that you dress the part when you go in there and make sure you look like the part you want to take on. You want to make sure that you also, when you're communicating with them, that you rehearse it in your head. You see it in your mind's eye, how you want it to go. And think of what are the objections they could throw at you and how do you respond to them intelligently with the data that you've accumulated and the facts. And make sure that when you do the presentation, hopefully you do it at a time when there's extra cash flow. If you don't know what the actual cash flow needs are, you may be asking right when they're having no cash at all and they're in a financial crisis and you're asking for it and you're gonna get slammed and you're gonna think that they're against you. They just don't have the cash flow. That's why you need to know that in advance. don't ask for something without making sure that you contribute what it's worth. Because if you try to get something for nothing, all you do is end up backfiring. You want not entitlement, you want empowerment, you want equity. Equity between them and you. You both want to win. As long as you can prove that. Now, also factor in that you may have other people there that if they see you getting a raise and you start a chain reaction and everybody came and got a raise, well, the company may not be able to afford that. So you have to factor in all of those factors and care about the company and make sure it's truly to the benefit of the company when you ask for the raise. Not just think about yourself, because if you get done, the second you get narcissistic and puff yourself up and think you're over entitled and everything else, you're going to get humbled, because nature tends to want to equilibrate things instead of puffy things up. So make sure that you're asking proper information, real information, factual information about what you deserve and what you've accomplished and what you contribute, and get the facts, not the fictions. If you do, you're more likely to get a raise. And if you do, you'll say thank you. But then let's say they don't give it to you at that moment. They said, let's talk again in 6 months. Well, then what you want to do is you want to ask them, what could I be doing in the meantime that would make me even more valuable and contribute more to the company so I make sure that I'm in a position to be able to get more, because I want to contribute more. I don't want something for nothing. I want something for something. I want a fair, sustainable exchange. Go and do that. Maybe they don't have the time right then to give you the raise, but in 6 months you might find that you are. So in the meantime, go and add more value. As long as you add more value and become indispensable to the company, they're not going to want to lose you and you've got more leverage. Instead of being underdog, be empowered. Instead of being ignorant, be educated. Instead of coming from entitlement, go in there with a fax and go in and make sure that you've deserved the raise. If you do, then the raise is on its way. Because if you really contribute to the company, they don't want to lose you. And you want to make sure that you do it. You may well actually go in there and write down, how is working for this company of service to you? And how does it serve others so you can appreciate and respect the company? When they can sense that you're really there, inspired by what you're doing, and inspired about serving people, you're more likely to want to have you stay on the team, and they don't want to lose you. So make yourself so valuable that nobody would want to have you go away.
And that brings us to the end of this episode of the Dr. DeMartini Show. To determine and discover your values, head over to drdemartini.com, where you will also find blogs, videos, research materials, online courses, and exactly how you can sign up to become part of the breakthrough experience in your local city. We look forward to sharing more inspired insights on our next episode. Bye for now.